Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 13th of January, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. Another 210 active cases, that's 1,574, including 10 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. A sense of normality soon, says the Chief Minister. Would a government bond help property first-timers? The Chamber of Commerce welcomes the Ramsey car parking being saved. And the Lady Isabella is officially under repair.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dave Moore.
Fastamai, the number of COVID-19 related deaths in the Isle of Man has gone up. Public health data shows another two have been confirmed, taking the toll since the start of the pandemic to 70. There's been a huge fall in the number of reported COVID-19 cases in the island. The current total stands at 1,574. That's almost 200 fewer than yesterday. The Chief Minister admits government is under pressure to move forward in its response to COVID-19. Alfred Cannon says people now want to see an exit strategy following the Omicron wave. The COVID isolation period in England is shrinking, provided people test negative twice. The reduction from 7 days to 5 is designed to ease staffing pressures on key services like the NHS. MI5's warned MPs about a Chinese agent who's been secretly interfering in political activities in the UK. It's claimed Christina Lee was active in Parliament while facilitating financial donations to politicians from Hong Kong and mainland China. And police in Ireland say they'll leave no stone unturned in bringing the killer of a primary school teacher to justice. A man's been arrested after Aisling Murphy was attacked on an afternoon jog yesterday. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dave. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, no wind warnings out in the North Irish Sea. Bemba-Cree will be into Douglas Bay very shortly and into the harbour shortly after that. On the island, dry and clear tonight. Overnight minimum is 3 Celsius. And for Gehenia tomorrow, Friday, dry and cloudy up to 9 Celsius remaining. Dry after dark tomorrow, down to 5 through the night into Saturday. Jasan, cloudy with light rain, top temperature 9. Tides on the way back in, high waters at 29 minutes to 9, low water a minute after 3 a.m., sunrise tomorrow morning 8:30, and high water 19 minutes past 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
210 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded on the Isle of Man. That's a drop in the number of active cases. Tessa with some detail on those numbers.
Of the newly recorded cases, 21 were detected through PCR testing and 189 through lateral flow tests. It brings the total number of active cases on the island to 1,574. That's down 162 from yesterday. 10 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital. That's up 4 from yesterday. No one is in intensive care. There are 241 people waiting for the result of a PCR test and 93 booked in tomorrow. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 related deaths on the Isle of Man has increased. Public health data shows another 2 have been confirmed, taking the island's death toll since the start of the pandemic to 70. Meanwhile, the weekly surveillance report also shows that cases have dropped across most age groups over the period surveyed. Spread is not being seen in older age groups, and there has not been significant rises in infection in children and young people following the reopening of schools after Christmas. However, public health warns that the island may not have seen the full impact of changes in mixing since the end of the Christmas and New Year period, so that may not continue longer term. You can find the full public health surveillance report at manxradio.com. Manx.com.
The Manx government's under pressure to move forward in its response to COVID-19. So says the Chief Minister today, and he says people on the island want to see an exit strategy from the Omicron wave. Alfred Cannon, MHK, believes the new variant has been a game changer and is confident the Isle of Man will find a sense of normality in the near future.
There is pressure now to consider how we move forward, and you can see people talking about actually moving forward at a far quicker pace. I think it's important that if Omicron continues to prove to be the changing variant that potentially we would expect, that we do plan to move further away from restrictions and more towards normality as much as possible. But I also think it's important that we do that in a controlled manner. You know, we don't want to knee-jerk. There's still some questions pushing around maybe about the impact of Omicron. And look, we can't just be complacent about the situation. So as I said, I think it's important that we do start to move forward in a controlled manner. Nevertheless, we do need to move forward now. And I think there is a demand to see an exit out of the restrictive areas where we have restrictions towards more normal existence. And I know that, certainly from a business perspective, they gain more confidence from that. And we will be looking very carefully at that now over the next week, 10 days. And I think we'll be looking with a view to probably informing the island more so how we expect to push through this pandemic now to the springtime, March, April, and what might be expected to happen. And clearly, if more evidence comes to light and more confidence is given, then that plan could speed up or slow down accordingly.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
The Isle of Man government will reconsider in March whether a scheme to support those struggling with rising gas prices will be extended. The variable rate winter bonus scheme will provide lump sum payments for those on low incomes who don't receive benefits to go towards heating costs. His Treasury Minister, David Ashford.
So I believe there has been quite a few inquiries. I've had quite a few inquiries myself. Obviously, we announced this quite a while ago that we were planning on doing this. This is now the formal announcement to say that people can come forward and apply.
The increase on wholesale gas prices isn't something that's just affecting the Isle of Man. It is a global situation. What sort of considerations are you having to take in case they do rise again?
Well, one of the things we've said is that this isn't just going to be a one-off winter bonus. We will reconsider in March whether or not there should be a second bonus actually paid, because we obviously recognise it is a global situation and things are actually changing quite quickly. In relation to the global price for natural gas, it has come down quite substantially from where it was. So it's actually now retailing at generally wholesale at 175 pence per therm, whereas literally only about less than a month ago, it was up at 451 pence per therm.
This comes not too long after the latest round of COVID-19 support packages separately. In terms of this particular situation, how big a hit is this potentially having on the island's finances?
So obviously the gas price has a massive impact in certainly domestic property households. We have quite a lot of domestic gas customers on the island. These are historic spikes. The normal price of retail for gas in past history has been roughly around about 80p per therm. And as I say, on the 21st of December, it actually peaked at 451 pence per therm. So this is quite a historic change we've seen in the market. We will help people through that, and we'll see where the market levels out later in the year.
A group that said plans to cut the number of parking spaces on West Quay and Ramsey would have a devastating impact on shops in the town has welcomed the decision to withdraw the application. The DOI pulled the proposal following concerns from the town's local authority. Rebecca George is from the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce, and she says it's welcome.
It's so positive for the local retailers. Ramsey has such a vibrant, independent economy, and the loss of 60-plus parking spaces would have been so devastating for that business community and the residents. We have a number of members that are based in Ramsey, and we chatted a lot to them on the impact that it would have. So this is very positive for the local retailers, and we're really glad that the DOI has responded to the issue. And, we would invite them to collaborate with Chamber and its members in the future on any plans that may impact local business.
And we are waiting to hear from the DOI, but we assume a new plan will be forthcoming and that these flood improvements in particular do still need to happen. Are you confident that you will be able to get these views across this time?
Yes, we absolutely hope so. Yeah. And I mean, of course, you know, there will be new plans, but we hope that our evidence and all the evidence that was put forward from other businesses and associations, you know, the DOI understand the impact of the loss of parking spaces would have on the business community there.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening, Faster Mites. 20 to 6 on Manx Radio. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 5 past 2 this afternoon. She's just this minute entering Douglas Inner Harbour. She'll be on the link span fairly shortly and departing this evening at 7.45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. Departing at 2:15 a.m. back to the island tomorrow morning around 6.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
An MHK is calling for the Manx government to look at introducing a new bond to help people set up their first home on the Isle of Man. Arbury Castle Town and Maloo MHK Jason Morehouse believes it could encourage people to stay on or return to the Isle of Man. He was contacted by a former student who highlighted how he needed to find £2,000 to take on a private rental, something the MHK says is prohibitive.
I do feel that on the Isle of Man we need to make sure that local people have that support they need to stay here, but also to return home, potentially, that some form of grant could be given to these people to actually assist them in setting up home and just kind of having the opportunity to live here and work here.
And is that an idea that you've explored further at this point, or are you in the initial stages of looking at this? Because you have had conversations with Cabinet Office Minister and the Chair of the Housing and Communities Board, but there's no progress, is there? I think that's the feeling, is that there is an acceptance that there are issues, but nothing is being progressed to fix them.
Definitely, and yeah, we've had a slight issue with Christmas, but all the people I've approached have come back relatively quickly with their thoughts and ideas. But as you suggest, we've got nothing in place at this moment in time. So to take something forward, to come up with a new idea, will take time and cost money. So for this individual, I can't make any promises. But what I'm saying is, this is a situation in January 2022, and it's getting worse. If we are serious about bringing people home and getting people to stay here, this scenario we need to look at. And these are the people who, if we actually invest in them, they will put down the roots and have that long-term commitment that we really do need.
Another area that was raised, particularly during the general election, was that the island's birth rate is falling. Mm. Now, that doesn't come as a massive surprise when you think that people don't have secure accommodation.
I know it's definitely going to make a massive impact on all your life choices. And this kind of £2,000 is something I've not even considered before. You know, brought a lot of questions and motions linked to first-time buyer housing, and that is slowly progressing, but this is equally important. In terms of that basic need of I'm leaving home and I need somewhere to live, we've got no support network, no support from government at all.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6. French holiday bookings have jumped after Paris said it would ease restrictions on UK travellers. Jet 2 says it's seen a sharp rise in bookings and searches for flights to French skiing destinations. And TUI said ski bookings doubled on Wednesday following reports the rules would change. Many British holidaymakers had to cancel holidays when France banned all but essential travel last month. But from Friday, vaccinated Brits and Manx will no longer need a compelling reason to enter France or self-isolate when they arrive. They'll only need to present a negative COVID-19 test taken 24 hours before leaving. Marks and Spencer generated the best Christmas sales on record, with growth across all its divisions, including clothing and homeware, often been a source of woe. In the 13 weeks leading to January 1st, group sales grew 8.6% on pre-pandemic levels and were 18.5% higher than a year ago, reaching £3.27 billion. Food sales increased 12.4% compared to before the COVID crisis and were 10% higher than last year, as people spent more on luxury items as champagne and smoked salmon for smaller family festive gatherings.
The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as global markets faltered following the latest US inflation reading. US stocks were mixed as investors considered a fresh read on weekly unemployment claims and wholesale price inflation out of Washington. Oil slipped. Gold held a tight range as investors waited for more economic cues and clarity on the Fed's interest rate hike trajectory, but a retreat in the dollar kept bullion close to a one-week peak hit in the last session. The numbers now, Ramsey Crookall reporting, the FTSE 100 closed up just over a tenth of a percent at 7,563. The DAX in Frankfurt closed marginally up just a hundredth of a percent, up at 16,012. Currently, New York City, the trading day rolls on, but a short time ago, Ramsey Crookall reporting the Dow Jones Industrial up half a percent at 36,479. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down half a percent at 15,105. And the S&P 500 down marginally four hundredths of a percent at 4,724. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1.372, €1.19.7. In commodities, gold down four-tenths of a percent at $1,818 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude marginally up at $84.84.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Good evening. Faster by 13 minutes before 6. The Enterprise Minister says he hopes government can continue to modify the island's border restrictions to make it easier for tourists to come and go. Last week, PCR tests were dropped for travellers entering the Isle of Man from outside the common travel area. Lewis Foster from Manx Radio News spoke to the Enterprise Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson.
What government have been keen on doing right the way through the pandemic is trying to balance both the health needs and requirements to keep our island safe with the wider economic needs and the requirement to make sure we ensure businesses can carry on functioning and make sure people can remain in employment and in jobs. What we've also been trying to do is ally our own border policy fairly closely to that of the UK so we don't disadvantage our own residents going across and coming back, but also we can attract tourists as well. And it's a simplified system so they can understand it. So you're quite right, the removal of PCR testing is quite important. The adoption of LFD testing has been taken on board by a lot of people and has got us through this very difficult last couple of weeks. And what we will continue to do is look at what's happening internationally, look at what's happening with the global tourism industry, and trying to make sure that we adapt our border restrictions to make it simpler for people to travel backwards and forwards to the island, but also retain that safety aspect for our island population as well.
In terms of dropping PCRs and relying on LFDs, are you looking at that as the next step, as eventually getting over the need for the LFD as well? Is that the next goal in your mind?
At the moment, obviously, right around the world, we've got a surge in cases. And LFDs are very sensitive when you've got high prevalence of the virus. Hopefully, as we get over this surge of cases, and the need for doing routine LFD testing will become less important. But we work very closely with the Public Health Directorate to again, look at our policies, making sure that they're both simple and effective, easy to use, but also that they're scientifically based. So I hope that we can continue to modify what we do to make it easy for people to come and go.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Faster by Dave Moore.
The 12-strong Isle of Man netball squad are presently en route to Wales for this weekend's quad series at Ebervale. Their first game's against Gibraltar tomorrow. They then take on the host the following day, finishing off with a game against the Republic of Ireland on Sunday lunchtime. Wayne Lissy's announced his first squad since becoming Isle of Man Women's Football Representative Manager. 22 players have been picked, with the majority from two clubs, 10 from Corinthians and 8 from Peel. Douglas Royal has 3, with 1 from Onchan. However, there's no place for regulars Jade Burden or Kim Hicklin, who've both been left out. Meanwhile, last weekend's postponed women's fixtures have been rearranged for this coming Sunday. Peel play Union Mills, followed by Corinthians versus Douglas Royal. Both games are at the Bowl, with the first one getting underway at 2:10. The first Isle of Man Cross Country Championship meeting of the year gets underway on Sunday. It's at the Cross Eggs in Ramsey. Last year's event didn't take place due to lockdown restrictions. It's also the fourth and final round of the Law Trust League, so points are at stake. And finally, Zoe Gillings-Brier will be part of the BBC's coverage of the Beijing Winter Olympics. The former snowboard cross competitor will be commentating on the sport on February 9th and 10th. Born in the Isle of Man, she represented Great Britain at the last four games.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6 now, inbound at Ronalds, where Loganair's 25 to 6 came in slightly early. Next departure is the 10 past 6, Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. And that will be coming back in tonight at 10 past 8. On the roads, so between Groundall and the Liverpool Arms, we've got temporary lights 24 hours a day. They're working on the tram line there. The bottom end of Glen Road in Lax is closed just by the bridge. They're installing a new surface water sewer. Jerby Road East closed for patching and culvert cleaning. And there are temporary lights in Kirkmichael on the main road at Valero Road Junction for work on pavement improvement there. But Garrow's got temporary lights on the TT course at the crossroads for water main repairs. There are restrictions on East Quay and Peel near the House of Manannan for the building of a flood defence wall. Paul Rose Bridge is closed. Everything's fine at Quarterbridge after that earlier vehicle fire today. In Douglas, temporary lights at Balafton Meadow for resurfacing. Harcroft Road's closed at the junction with Balafton Manor Hill for sewer diversion work. Empire Terrace at the bottom end of Palace Road closed for resurfacing. Queen Street, Douglas, and a section of North Quay closed again because of that unsafe building. Temporary lights in Greba near the Highland and St Trinians. And the shoulder road is closed between the Round Table and the turn for Snuff the Wind Mines for culvert replacement.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
And I should tell you, everything's fine on the mountain road. Work has begun to repair and conserve one of the Isle of Man's biggest tourist attractions, the Laxey Wheel. The Victorian structure dates back to 1854. Of course, it was used to pump water from the Valleys mines from Glenmore. Will undergo 4 months of renovations. John Paul Walker's historic buildings architect for Manx National Heritage.
We're starting the repairs of the wheel in order that we can start turning it again. So on this last Monday, we started on site set up. So they're getting all the fencing and the scaffold on site and setting it up, ready to begin the works. And we're hoping for it all to be completed for May this year, and so that we can have it turning in time for the TT. All things going well.
I know it's been closed for quite a while, and I know that the processes behind trying to renovate such artefacts, or sort of working artefacts that are of historic importance in Isle of Man, it takes some time and it takes a lot of funding. Can you talk me through those two aspects of the conservation?
Technically, it's a hugely complicated structure. It's a working machine, this enormous working machine that's exposed to all the elements. And obviously, there was the when it failed, we wanted to ensure that we understood just why it had failed. Just what condition it was in, obviously not just looking at the bit that's failed. So we wanted to analyse the wheel, the mechanism, the casing, you know, all the sort of different parts to it, so that we could take a sort of a fundamental repair to ensure that we're kind of getting it in the best order possible. Because these kind of major schemes of repair, this isn't just the sort of, you know, week by week repairs that we undertake. This is like a major repair scheme. So, you know, with all the cost of putting up all this the scaffold and everything, we wanted to make sure we were getting it all right. It moving is so critical because it's almost like a sort of a beating heart of the island. You know, we need to see it moving. Yeah, I think it's hugely important.
What's your opinion on the update news agenda? Email update at manxradio.com or call 682-631.
Good evening. It's 6 minutes before six. Remember, Manx Radio's update is followed by the 6 o'clock news. And after 6 o'clock tonight, Bobby Bob John Billy will be here. Bob Carswell with Shaq Lay. The new principal of University College Isle of Man is highlighting the importance of offering flexible learning for students on the Isle of Man. Jessamine Kelly believes the value of remote education in certain circumstances has actually risen during the pandemic.
I think it's something that, you know, across the UK, if you look at the sector, people are really looking at not forgetting the skills that were learned in that time. And also for some people, that created an access to education that maybe they wouldn't have had otherwise. You know, this island, it's 32 miles long. Sometimes it's a lot to come study for maybe 1 hour or 2 hours. So really looking at where courses lend themselves to that that kind of remote learning or online study. That's got to be part of the package, I think, and also allowing people flexibility who are working to access study in ways that meet their needs too. So I think that will be part of the mix for all FE and HE providers. I think that's something that we've learned for some courses or students in particular, it really works for them. But it's really looking at what's right for the students and making sure whatever is offered at any of those settings is a really great student experience, and that quality and teaching and learning are at the forefront of that.
What are the key priorities for you to keep the college moving forward?
So obviously to look at that sort of future plan for the island and for the college and make sure that we have those really clear pathways for people to access education at the point that they need it. So whether that's an re-entry into education, a general upskilling, or whether it's an apprenticeship which enables them to upskill in their existing role or as a new employee. Really looking at those key sectors. We're coming out of a lockdown and a pandemic, and making sure then that the island is resilient, that people have got those sort of skills that will see them moving into different sectors. We already know, don't we, that digital, for example, has really moved forward as a result of the pandemic, and we've got to build on that as well and enable those different ways of learning for our students. So really looking at not just classroom delivery, but how we offer different ways of people accessing education across the island.
There are many more stories at manxradio.com. Lots of news happens on the Isle of Man every day. And of course, the biggest newsroom on the Isle of Man will report that to you. If you can't catch everything, simply just remember to subscribe to Update as a podcast. You can also go to manxradio.com or our free app. If you're listening to this Update as a podcast, by the way, anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, I want to thank you for making Manx Radio's Update the most subscribed to news podcast on the Isle of Man. And if you know somebody who you think would enjoy a daily bulletin of news from the island, tell them Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, Spotify, Verbal, Facebook, or the TuneIn app. Get all the details at the App Store or just go to manxradio.com. Click the subscribe button and Update will appear automatically, free of charge. Lots more news stories at manxradio.com, including the cashless pay and display machines to be installed in Nobles Parks. And the Isle of Man is fifth in the top 10 of most sought-after property hotspots. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Lewis Foster, I'm Andy Wint. An Update is back tomorrow, Friday evening at 5:30.